spoken by John William Woolley, aged about 60, smallholder, and a native of Atlow near Knifton, Derbyshire, and recorded by Stanley Ellis at Knifton on August the 23rd, 1952.
What's good of working to hard? I know that there's a bit of sense if it gets older. If the starts when they start stuff, I know they want to start as an old mon and keep on as an old mon and they live longer. But if they start and does a lot of work, folks laugh at you and then they won't be sent out by Thomas to get an old mon.
Just
now. Oh, yeah. I used to sell cars, motor cars. I once bought one for, well, I bought two for £3. And I broke one on. And I gave them on a ride in tonight. I says, "Where's got this from?" I says, "I bought her at Derby." "How much is it?" I says, £16. I says, What let this youth run it up for me?" "Well, they want to make run it up, but I wouldn't." I says, "Let him take it." I says, "I come back again in about an hour. We check for £16. It only cost 30 bob, like, for her. 30 bob for t'other." I went for t'other and showed it scrap on dinner. Cow are milking in shed, and that's just one cow to finish. And I were milking there, and oh God, I come such a clap of thunder. So missus is very frightened. So I come and I says, "Ah, all right, mother." Always call mother than us. I says, "Ah, bro, dear." I says, "What are we going to do?" "Well," I says, "we're cutting the down out on his sick and we don't go in over." "Oh," I says, "aren't they going to stop by me?" "I'll stop by the asses, I can't have milk. Cares want to stand still, they're frightened." Word kept coming, and all at once I come such a crash, and it looked like as if it wrapped in the field again. I says, "How'd this last mother," I says, "was got us next door?" "I says, does think so?" I says, "Ah. Bro went over and hit that tray at t'other side of the field here. I busted her up." I says, "There, mother," I says, "well, all right there." I says, "it's only a straggler's letters." He handed. It was 9 o'clock when I'd finished milking. And I couldn't go out because I was that frightened. Well, at last it went over and I finished milking, but every time it thundered or jumped. I says, "it's all right." I says, "it'll none of it be." I says, "let's go to bed and go to sleep." I went to none by so bad. I says, "if it's in go to sleep, all right." I says, "let alone hear it."